That's a good side port.
No, I think, all the years I've been doing this, I think I drove in and went, this is really nice. I thought it was a nice house, except for the subdivision, or substation. It was a nice place for a house, too.
That other tower out there in front of, that's just a red and white one, like a radio tower.
Is that a radio tower?
I don't know for sure, do you?
Is that red and white, or another one down there?
Yeah, there is some type of tower there.
You know, once you're, if you're on the property on foot, you don't really see that, because of all the trees, you don't really see it. I didn't see that tower from when I was at the mobile home inspecting it. I saw the substation, though.
Well, you looked surprised when we said the tower.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, there it is. Because I went in this way. I went in and out this way, and I didn't go around and go up this way. I walked up over here, but I guess I only looked this way, but there's so many trees that I didn't even see it.
Well, no more questions. We shall see.
Are y'all setting a generator and propane?
The generator would be carrier specific, and so if they want to do it, they would come in and you know, I don't know how you would do that, Bob, whether you wanted the individual carriers to get their own permits or whether we go ahead and just permit it all.
No, normally we just issue what we call Division 2 permits, okay. Just commercial construction permits, basically, for each individual little shelter.
Some carriers have outside generators that they put on a separate concrete pad. Some carriers have a longer shelter that they have the generator inside of it, divided up from their electronic equipment. So okay. We just don't know. We don't know what they're going to want, but we'll negotiate it with them.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? We'll see you November the 14th.
It's a deal. Thank you.
6 o'clock.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. 1159 Beach Creek Road offices.
And as you said, located at 1159 Beach Creek Road. And we've got it highlighted here, and we'll zoom into this. And I'll turn it over to the applicant here as we zoom in here.
Thanks, Bob. I'm Jeremy Worley, and this is my company, Worley & Associates. I've been a real estate agent in town for, this is my 10th year, and just last year I promoted myself to managing broker, and now I have 7 agents working with me, and we have been, do you guys know where Corporate Place is off of Church Street? That's where my office is right now, and we're renting from Jed Meadows up there, and I've been renting a room from him for a couple years now, and as I added team members, we're just trying to add more rooms, and now we're in this sort of disjointed sort of office situation, renting multiple rooms. Well, I went out, and I've been seriously looking for the past year and a half for rental space. And it's really easy in Branson to find a room or two, but you can't find anything with a conference room or a meeting area or a place to make for realtors to make a classy introduction. And there's a huge gap between that $300 to $500 a night, you know, business rental space, and then it's really easy to find something for around $1,500 to $2,000. A great big space, well, I don't need that big of a space right now, and my budget won't allow for it. So I've been looking for something kind of in that 900 range, and it doesn't exist, at least where I need it to be to serve the areas where we serve. So a property came on the market. I am the prospective buyer of this property. Before we made an offer, we made it contingent on the Division 3 approval. We made that very clear to the seller. So clear that he wanted to actually talk to a few neighbors before he signed the contract, which he did. So now we're going through the steps to get it approved for Division 3 so that we can run our real estate office, a small real estate office with myself and 7 agents off of this property right here. We will we'll be very low impact. It's just, you know, we'll have general office hours from 9 to 5. Won't be there in the evenings unless, you know, a special circumstance permitted that. there's already quite a bit of parking in there. There's already 7 or 8 parking spots right there. They had an extra big parking pad. And we just think it's a great location with good visibility. There's a lot of residential area across the street. Actually, almost everything north of it is already commercial, churches and whatnot. As a matter of fact, there's only one or two properties that aren't, but one of them has a sign out front that says welding repair. So,
is that where the old Mexican house was?
I'm not sure.
What'd you say?
Mexican looking house.
Right.
On the left. I'm trying to figure out where it's at.
I think that would be Southwestern design.
That'd be close to where Harmon Lloyd used to live.
That's south of the shop you built, George. So that would be
area. That's south.
Yeah.
One he built for Gale.
Here's Gale Layton's shop here.
Mexican
looking house.
And there's, and south of that is mostly just raw land, and then there's been a couple special use permitted areas for barbers and whatnot that have kind of come and gone. But north of that, it just seems commercial. It seems like a good fit for the area, and otherwise, I wouldn't bother asking. So my team really likes it. The seller would sure like to have his money, so we're here asking for Division 3 approval.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for
us?
What type of structure is on this property now?
It's a 1,700 square foot residential home with an unfinished basement and some parking.
Sorry.
And that's it. That's what it's always been.
I don't know how well this shows.
It's built in 1973.
I think that's the house I'm talking
can't
about.
Can't see a whole lot.
It's on a. It's on a private well and a septic tank. But there is the
sewer's right out front.
Yeah, the city sewer.
The water is too.
Yeah, and the water is too. So it'd be really easy to tap into. I prefer not to tap into the city sewer because then you're pre-annexed into the city, and I'd rather not be dealing with
the
city.
Well, you hook up to Water District 3, they won't make you annexed.
Well, that'd be good too. So as long as the well works great, I'll just stick with that. We have good water. So
I would too.
Have you had the septic system looked at? Is it going to be sufficient to the task for what you want to put in there?
Yes, sir. That is something we are working on right now. We've done the home inspection on the home, but the tank is full, and so we've asked the seller to pump the tank before we have the inspector come look at it, and he's committed to do that by the middle of the month so we can have it inspected.
But regarding if you do have the sewer, you're fully cognizant.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so if the septic is bad, I'll either replace the septic and upgrade it to the current standards in a size big enough that's required for, 7 agents or whatnot, or...
I don't think you can do that.
Okay.
If the septic's acceptable, it probably will work.
Okay.
You have to upgrade the septic.
They'll make you tap.
Now, I could be wrong on that, but I don't think you can put a new septic system in if sewer is available.
Okay.
If sanitary sewer is available, I believe you're required to go.
Okay. Well, that'd be fine, too. We could do that.
And then you have those other ramifications.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, that's... if we
to keep it from getting a surprise.
Yeah, I appreciate that. If we're... We'll do it if we have to. So,
okay.
We'll just go ahead and remodel it before we have to, deal with the city.
Do you want to change all the land to commercial, or just where you're building?
That's
one
thing.
Actually,
what you
see there is 8 acres, which is owned by the current owner. They've actually surveyed off 3.6, and so yes, we're asking for that entire 3.6 acre parcel to be converted.
Yeah, it's showing exactly what he said. It's showing an 8-point, I forgot what you just said, but it's over 8 acres. But in reality, they're just purchasing this northern lot, basically, or tract.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to invest the money to upgrade the area, my goal eventually, as I continue to grow the business, would be to finish the basement and add 2 or 3 more offices down there. If we grow so big that we grow out of the space and we need to go someplace else, then my intention would be to rent that space to an accounting firm or another real estate office or something like that. So I do want the permit to be transferable if possible. Or if the area hasn't changed in 10 years and we move out and someone wants to convert it back to a residence, well, that's fine. We're not going to make too many changes at all to it.
The entrance will probably have to be upgraded to a commercial entrance. if you're going to run a business.
What does that entail? Just some
wider
entrance?
Entrance.
Okay.
For two-way traffic, commercial, whatever our road standards.
Okay.
Make it compliant with it.
Okay. There's a kind of a circle drive out front, and then another road. It's a little bit hard to see, but
right about this area here, it's kind of a circle drive from here to here, and then this road goes down to the sort of garage here, and this whole area is parking here.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
But I expect to have to put in some, you know, whatever the easements are, a little bit of signage over here, and if we have to widen some of that, then that'd be okay too.
Okay, anybody got more questions? We'll see you November 14th.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody got any old business to discuss?
No, I don't have any.
If you got anything you want to discuss.
We could discuss going home.
Will somebody do that?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Who seconded?
That was in stereo.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.